Teach us to know the Father, Son, and you from both as three in one, that we your name may ever bless, and in our lives the truth confess.
Good morning. I bring you greetings from the members of the Lutheran Church in the Philippines, and personally I would like to say thank you to everyone for your love, especially when our country was hit by one of the strongest typhoons ever to visit our country. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your gifts. And to all fathers, I say happy Father's Day to everyone. The Word of God, which I have chosen, which will serve as the basis of our meditation this morning, is recorded in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, beginning on verse 30, and allow me to read it before you. The apostles gathered round Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father be unto all of you from now on and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
I noticed that in the United States of America, everyone is busy. Everyone seems to be always on the road. In fact, in my visit for the last 13 days, I've heard even pastors say that when they preach, 15 minutes is too long. People just don't want to stay very long. Well, I did not prepare a one-hour sermon, only a 45-minute sermon. My dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, in our text, Jesus told his disciples, "Let us go off by ourselves to some place where we will be alone, to a quiet place so we have time to rest." But the disciples, or the people, when they noticed that they are leaving, they went ahead of them, so that when Jesus and his disciples were about to land to the ground, they saw this multitude of people. And what did Jesus do? Well, Jesus did not say, "Oh, turn around the boat and let's go to another place." But instead, Jesus said, or look at them, and Jesus get involved. My dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, the disciples, after they were sent in the Gospel of Mark chapter 2, they came to Jesus and told Jesus everything that they experienced. Each had a different experience. Each told Jesus what happened and what they did. I believe also every one of us here today has a different story to tell Jesus. Perhaps some of you are so happy because a member of the family graduated from high school or graduated from school. Or perhaps some of you are happy because You are celebrating your birthday or maybe your wedding anniversary. Perhaps some of you received blessings from God and so you were happy about it. But perhaps some of you also are here with a different story. You are sad because of an illness. You are sad because something bad happens in the family. And we are all here, and we want to tell Jesus about this. And Jesus said, I want to be alone with you. He wants to be alone with each and every one of us as we sing the liturgy, our hymns, as we listen to his word. Perhaps you will ask, what will Jesus tell us? Like in our text, it did not say what were the conversations of Jesus in that of his disciples, but I believe three things we can learn from here. What did Jesus teach his disciples? As I've said, if you look at the text, there is no recorded conversation of their time in the boat. The content of what they said and what they talked about is not recorded at all. But as I've said, I suggest three things. One, note first that when Jesus got out of the boat, he saw the large crowd. Jesus became involved with people, and he wants to teach every one of us also to be involved with people. As I've said, the temptation was for him to just turn around the boat and be away from the people. But Jesus got out of the boat and he saw this large crowd. He was willing to move from the comfort of the boat to the crowd. Jesus was alone in the boat with his disciples and would have been very easy to stay in that safe and secure fellowship. But Jesus got out of the boat and it becomes obvious that that is what we should do also. Are we willing to move out of the comfortable confines of our church into our community? Are we willing to be involved or become involved with people in the crowd of our community and literally get into their lives and be involved? You know, even in the Philippines, there are churches, Lutheran churches today, that are just like, is likened to a social club. Well, St. Paul's should be more than a place where we come feel comfortable. Why? Because we were sent into the world. We are scattered, and we are to be involved. Jesus was willing to be involved. And to be involved means that I am willing to participate with the people in their pain, that I am willing to become powerless in their situation, that I become present in the people's lives in their situations. The involvement of Jesus in our lives cost his life. Jesus became so involved with the crowd that eventually he ended up in the cross of Calvary, and there he died for everyone. Perhaps you will say, what do you mean get involved? We are also involved here at St. Paul's. We support a worker. We are helping the pastor in the service. We help teach in the vacation Bible school and Sunday school. What do you mean get involved? To be involved means that I see the crowd. Do I see the needs of my world and do something about it? Do I see the needs of this congregation? Do I see the needs of our pastors? Do I see the needs of the young boys and girls? What about those in the congregation who are facing problems? When Jesus got out of the boat, he became involved with the people, and he wants you and me to become involved with people too. Second, when Jesus saw this large crowd, the Bible tells or says that his heart was filled with pity for them. I believe a more correct translation might read that his heart was filled with compassion for these people, or that his heart was overflowing with concern that Jesus cared for the crowd. Jesus has compassion and wants to teach us to have compassion also for people. When Jesus saw a man with leprosy, he had compassion. When he saw a widow who was on her way to bury her only son, Jesus had compassion. When he saw a blind man, Jesus had compassion. When Jesus' people saw people, he had compassion, and it meant that he saw people from a proper perspective. Jesus did not see the criminals as crowd to be condemned, or the crowd as criminals to be condemned, but he saw them as people who were lost and needed to be found. Jesus did not see the crowd as sinners who needed to be scolded, but the Bible says that he came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus saw people as a possibility. He saw these people as precious. How about us? It is easy for us to be entrapped by negative thinking. And it takes no gift for you and for me to point out the faults we each have. It takes no ability to sit down and to show our glaring inadequacies. When Jesus saw people with compassion, it meant that he cared for these people. And often, we don't know how to really be concerned about people. The same thing, when God saw every one of us, God sees our sins. God sees our stubbornness. God sees our wickedness. And so, he had compassion. He loved us so much that he gave his only son. And Jesus came and died on the cross so that you and me will not go to hell, but to heaven. So that you and me will not die, but will have life. So that you and me will be saved. And when Jesus saw people with compassion, it always led to creative action, to an act of service, to some form of concrete service. Every time the word compassion is used in the Gospels, it is always coupled with an act of God. Jesus saw the leper, and he healed the leper. Jesus saw the crowd, and he taught, and he fed the crowd. Compassion is always coupled with service. For compassion is more than a feeling I have for people, but it means that I get involved, that I'm willing to lay down my life for other people. In closing, I would like to relate to you a story. It is a good reminder for us to go slow so we can see the crowd, be involved with the crowd, and have compassion to the crowd. A young successful executive was traveling down a neighborhood street, going a bit fast in his new Jaguar. He was watching for kids darting out from between parked cars and slowed down when he thought he saw something. As his car passed, no children appeared. Instead, a brick smashed into the Jaguar's side door. He slammed on the brakes and backed the Jaguar back to the spot where the brick had been thrown. The angry driver then jumped out of the car, grabbed the nearest kid, and pushed him against a parked car, shouting, "What was that all about? And who are you? Just what are you doing? This is a new car, and the brick you threw is going to cost a lot of money. Why did you do it?" The young boy was apologetic. "Please, sir, please, I am sorry, but I don't know else what to do," he pleaded. "I threw the brick because no one else would stop." And this time, with tears dripping down his face and off his chin, the youth pointed to a spot just around a parked car. "It is my brother," he said. He rolled off the curb and fell out of his wheelchair, and I can't lift him up. And this time, sobbing, the boy asked the stunned executive, "Would you please help me get him back into his wheelchair, sir? He is hurt, and he is too heavy for me." Moved beyond words, the driver tried to swallow this rapidly swelling lump in his throat. He hurriedly lifted the handicapped boy back into his wheelchair, then took a linen handkerchief and wiped the scrape and the cuts. A quick look told him everything was going to be okay. "Thank you, and may God bless you," the grateful child told the stranger. Too shook up for words, the man simply watched the boy push his wheelchair-bound brother down the sidewalk toward their home. It was a long, slow walk back to the Jaguar. The damage was very noticeable, but the driver never bothered to repair the dented side door. He kept the dent there to remind him of this message: don't go through life so fast that someone has to throw a brick at you to get your attention. My dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, God whispers in our souls and speak to our hearts sometimes when we don't have time to be involved and don't have compassion for the crowd. Sometimes he has to throw a brick at us. And so go slow, go into the crowd, get involved, and have compassion for people, and couple that compassion with an act of service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keeps your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. We stand. Once a year on Holy Trinity, here at St. Paul's, we confess the Athanasian Creed. We do not confess a generic God, a God of the world, or the God of the culture, a generic God. We confess the Holy Trinity. And so we now confess, as his people, the Athanasian Creed. Whoever desires to be saved must, above all, hold the Catholic faith. Whoever does not keep it whole and undefiled will, without doubt, perish eternally. And the Catholic faith is this: that we worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance. For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another. But the Godhead of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, and the Holy Spirit uncreated. The Father infinite, the Son infinite, and the Holy Spirit infinite. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal. And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal. Just as there are not three uncreated or three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite. In the same way, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty. And yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty. So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. And yet there are not three gods, but one God. So the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord. And yet there are not three lords, but one Lord. Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord, so also are we prohibited by the Catholic religion to say that there are three gods or lords. The Father is not made nor created nor begotten by anyone. The Son is neither made nor created, but begotten of the Father alone. The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding. Thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits. And in this Trinity, none is before or after another, none is greater or less than another. But the whole three persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped. Therefore, whoever desires to be saved must think thus about the Trinity. But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is the right faith that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is at the same time both God and man. He is God, begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages, and he is man, born from the substance of his mother in this age, perfect God and perfect man, composed of a rational soul and human flesh, equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity. Although he is God and man, he is not two, but one Christ. One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God. One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person. For as the rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ, who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead. At his coming of all people will rise again with their bodies and give an account concerning their own deeds. And those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire. This is the Catholic faith.
Whoever does not believe faithfully and firmly cannot be saved.
We continue on page 15, the prayer of the church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphan, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace and healing, for Pastor Herb and Gladys Dysler, also for Don and Sylvia Kittle. Lord, hold these precious Christian couples, fellow members of our congregation, in the palm of your hand. If they're going through many difficulties, we pray for healing. We pray for the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks and praise that our dear brother in the Lord Jesus Christ, Chris Panici, you are going to bless him and Jeannie this Wednesday of Holy Matrimony. Lord, we rejoice with our brother Chris. You've led him to a wonderful Christian woman who loves Jesus. We pray that on their special day this Wednesday, they would rejoice that when they stand before you, we will know the fulfillment of your word, what God has joined together. Fill Chris and Jeannie with your joy and your love for the rest of their lives together as husband and wife. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the wonderful graduation here at Queen Lutheran High School yesterday, for the wonderful work you are doing in the lives of the young people at this Christian high school. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for our own Isaiah Hogus graduated yesterday. We praise your holy name that he is going on at Concordia University in Irvine. And we pray, Lord God, for the gifts that he takes into his future, that you would just work through him to bless all those in his life that he serves. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the blessing of the planning of our vacation Bible school this July 7th through July 11th. We pray for many to come, that we would just fill up the entire permit for 50 people, and that we would gather on the beach to hear the gospel of Jesus and share it with all those around. Lord God, bless all of our fathers on this Father's Day. We thank you for this holy vocation of fathers. And we pray that we would reflect you, our Heavenly Father, in compassion, and love, and service. And Father, we also thank you for our dads who are in heaven. We thank you, Lord God, for the blessing of fathers. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we also pray for LCP, the Lutheran Church of the Philippines, and President James Sordinola. We are so happy to have this morning. Thank you for his powerful message this morning. We pray for LCP and the LCMS, that we would all be people that are marked by getting out of the boat, reaching out to people and getting involved, reaching their needs. that we would have compassion, have your heart, Jesus, for people, and that this would lead to concrete service, and not just lip service, but really getting into the ditches and helping people in need. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up our heart's desire. Well, we are so thankful for how you bless us here at Cream. We do pray for our own facility, our own building, to do more in the kingdom of God. When we were in Laguna Beach, when we reached this size, we started to offer a second service. There's more that we want to do. So we pray the desires of our heart. We continue to pray your will be done. But you invite us to give you those desires. We do pray that you would lead us to our own facility in your time. We pray all of these things once again. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all of our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this time from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my good and desire may please you. For in your hand I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Please be seated. As we receive our offering and enjoy the voluntary, at this time, please read and use the communion worship card for your communion preparation. All those who share a common confession with us, that the true body and true blood of our risen Lord and Jesus Christ is given to us in with another, the bread and the wine, for the forgiveness of sins, receive this in common confession and unity. If you have a different confession or still learning about our confession or still have questions, we still invite you to come forward. And while you're not receiving it at this time, we do invite you, please simply bow your head, hold your hands, and we may give you a blessing and know we're eager to share more with you about the Holy Supper. Please give your communion card to the usher on the way forward. Thank you.